I'm sharing briefly on purpose, and the title is Let Purpose Lead. I believe at the program, we couldn't even go into it, but that was about Let Praise Lead. But this is Let Purpose Lead. And this year, if there's any, if one of the key things that you should put into consideration as you go through the year, is to have a sense of purpose. Let purpose lead you throughout this year. It's very important. Anybody who doesn't know where it's going means that anywhere can be a destination. And God does not deal with or does not work with anywhere. Anywhere cannot be a destination. God has purposes. He works with plans, he works with purposes. So you must be purpose-driven. What is purpose? Your reason for existence. In Genesis chapter 2, verse 8, it says, God made a garden in the east. It was eastward, and that's where he placed man to dress and to keep it, in Genesis 2:15. So God was very specific. He made man, but Adam in particular, he had made a garden in the east, which indicates location, in the eastward part, and he had put Adam specifically there, not Adam and Adam himself specifically, put him there for a reason. Another word for purpose, reason. So it's very, very, very important. And being at Low Music, you must understand that there's a purpose for which you are here. You are not just here for no reason sake. Another definition I would say is the problem you are built to solve on the earth. Your reason for existence, that's one. Two, the problem you are built to solve. Everybody is built to solve a particular problem. Built to solve a particular problem. So I cannot be an accountant. I mean, I'll be worrying myself going in that area. I don't know what I'm going to do there. I wasn't built for that. I don't know anybody here who was built to play soccer, international stage. But nobody here is built to do so. But there's something that you are built to do. Something you do without struggle. People can rack their brains around it. And they won't even have the energy or the interest or the desire to do it. Or they may just stand afar and just admire. But you are built to just be able to handle that. The problem you are built to solve on earth. And it is not in heaven. The problem is on earth. And you are built to solve it. Luke 4:43, Jesus said that for this reason was I sent, to preach the kingdom of God. And he said that because of this, I must go to other cities. So he stated one of his purposes there, to preach the kingdom of God. And realized that Jesus will always center on preaching the kingdom of God and not other messages. So you see that certain pastors, they will never talk about politics. They will tell you that this is not why God called me. Clear cut, defined. Some of you, things that you shouldn't even get yourself involved in, you make comments on when you have no place there. Are you here with me? 2020 will be a better year in our lives in Jesus' name, because we walk purpose driven. Walk on purpose or with purpose. When you read John chapter 1, verse 8, when John saw Jesus, he said that this is the Lamb. The Lamb coming. And how did he even put it? He said, this is the Lamb that what? Again? This, the Lamb that taketh away the sins of the world. He stated clearly Jesus' purpose. So what would I say about you? Or what would be said about you? Or what do you know about yourself? It was very clear. It was very clear. And another one I would say is heaven's provision for an earthly need. Heaven's provision for an earthly need. So it is heaven that provides, or is God that brings that person to meet a need on the earth. So you are not here for being here sick. As a matter of fact, everything and everyone is on the earth for a purpose. There's a scripture that says that he creates the harvest and he creates the waster to destroy it. So it supposes, or it means that even Satan, God created him, or he did that for a purpose. Hell is a prison system. He did that and is in the earth for a purpose. So that when there's choice, you either choose God or you choose something else, and then you have to pay the consequences for it. Hallelujah. So there's nothing that happens on the earth that God is not aware about. You see, oh, this one, he has put this happen. God is fully aware. He's the potter. And when he's making the clay, sometimes he destroys a part and then puts another one here. He just does it anyhow that he chooses. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, fear God. Amen. Everything and everyone was made for a purpose. And the big picture is like having a puzzle. Any piece fitted wrongly destroys the entire puzzle. So when you have carpenters trying to be masons, elders trying to be pastors, there are some more. Students becoming teachers when it's not even their time. It's a big problem. Say after me, purpose. It means that for glow music to see the word you call glory, beauty, everything must be on purpose and everybody must walk and work according to divine purpose. Hello? According to divine purpose. Whatever it is you are doing, make the best out of it. Do it and do it well. It's not everybody doing whatever they like. This person wants to do this, that, do everything. Another person too doesn't want to do anything. Confusion. You never see or experience glory because to have a beautiful puzzle, assuming that they see. One day decides that I'm tired. Every time I've been staying at Labadi, today I want to go to Kumasi. No beach. Do you get it? And then the son says that, oh, you know, there are places, there's a place on the earth, they have sunlight about 12 hours in 6 months. When it takes 6 months, then the sun just shows for like about, so the place is perpetually dark, but there are people living there. Come to Ghana. And one day the sun decides that I'll give you light. 24 hours in 7 days. In fact, it will be something else. So everything must be on purpose. You need to respect purpose because purpose determines key things, or it delivers certain key things which are very important in our lives. So in respecting purpose, your purpose must determine, number one, your friends. I'm going one by one. Your friends, and some of you, acquaintances, you call them friends. I don't know your definition of friends. When you know your purpose, it must tell you who can be your friend. A who cannot be your friend? If you are going to be in ministry, and every day your friends are people who have no respect for ministry. You see, I'm saying this because Jesus was even called the friend of publicans and sinners. Publicans and sinners, he was rolling with them, but it did not mean that they had no respect for what he was doing. He was gravitating to those who listened to him. And they said that they were his friends, not as in it was a phrase that was put there. He didn't say it. People said it. They perceived of him as a friend of publicans and sinners because he does not shun or turn them away. But when Jesus is coming to your house, he is coming to impact you, not the other way around. Hallelujah. And when you read John 15:15, he says, I call you friends, and no longer servants. His disciples, he was talking to them. He said that, henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth. But I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father I have made known unto you. So when you have somebody that you can't even tell the person certain things, I beg, the person is not a friend. And your purpose must determine your friends. Number two, your purpose must determine your associates and your partners. Moses had Aaron. Paul had even Timothy was Paul's mentee. But whoever is helping you on your assignment or your purpose will determine the people you can associate with, the people you can partner with. It is very, very important. Number three, it determines your family. Your family. There are some families, they must maltreat you so that, like Joseph's case. And so for those who all the time are complaining, as for me, my family, they are wicked. My family, where I'm going for rehearsal, they don't want me to go. And then they are wicked. And then today, this, you are there for a reason. Tell your neighbor you are there for a reason. Someone said that because of this home I'm coming from, I don't think I can make it. But you are there, you will make it for sure. And it will be a testimony in that family. Hello. And then those who will be admiring, you know, when you have kids, you know, sometimes they will look at some other kids, maybe who are richer, maybe they have flat screen, and then their kids have box screen. So when they always, when you lock the door, they want to break this thing, and then go to the other kid's place, because there's flash screen there, aircon there, the noodles, cornflakes, not beans and gari. Banku, which are 3 days old banku. You see, because they are seeing something else, and so they start losing their identity. But my friend, eat the banku like that because you will change your family history. It is not everybody who has the opportunity to come from a hard home or a difficult family. But the truth is that once you know Jehovah God Almighty, you'll be like Joseph, who will say that the enemy meant it for evil, but God meant it for good. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And you rise up in that family and save that family in the name of Jesus. Amen. Say, my purpose determines my family. So you are not there by mistake. Okay, quickly we move on. And then your purpose determines your enemies and determines your battles. Jacob even wrestled with God. Abraham fought 5 kings. David faced Goliath. There's a battle you must face, but the exciting truth is that you will prevail in that battle. So you must know your purpose and know the battles that you can face. And not carry for yourself battles that you can't. David had a sling. You don't have anything. Then you say you are going to fight Goliath. Or you go and carry Saul's armor. You are going to use somebody's experience to deal with your battle. My God. You can only take inspiration from it, but you cannot use the same. You must get a revelation from God about your purpose to know which battles to run away from. Because you see, where you see, you say a lion is coming. First, you run away. Then go and prepare yourself. And come again. When you read Proverbs 7 about wisdom, Proverbs 7, Proverbs 8 about wisdom, he said that the harlot, the woman, she's in the streets crying out. And then the simple person who lacks understanding, when he hears her sweet words, then he goes there and he fails. It must never be said of you in Jesus' name. So, your battles, you prevail against them. Your purpose determines your environment. And Psalm 1, it tells you the kind of environment that you should have. It determines your mentors and your leaders, who to listen to and who not to listen to. Your purpose determines your prodigies or mentees. Jesus had 12 disciples. Your purpose will determine who to recruit and who not to. Who to allow into your circle and who not to. Your purpose will determine that. I pray that this year you will walk in purpose. Amen. And let purpose lead you in the name of Jesus. Amen. That you won't allow wrong people into your life in the name of Jesus. Your purpose delivers. Oh, yes. And then I conclude by talking about the power of purpose. And I'm mentioning just three things because we don't have time. One is your purpose delivers unique victories. It is not everybody who can divide the Red Sea. There are men and there are men. And know the kind of person you are. When God was coming to the people, they said that Moses, please, we beg. You deal with God, and then we'll deal with you. Be the betweener. We don't want any trouble. God is coming, and the whole place is shaking. Ki-ki-ki. Oh, why? We don't want any. It's okay. Deal with God. There are things you may struggle about, but somebody doesn't struggle about it at all. Don't compare yourself, Master. Don't compare yourself. Somebody just comes to stand there and then he's prophesying. And he's, but this guy, he's not spiritual like me. Somebody will eat banku and then will have their dreams seeing angels. You say, God, I don't understand. I don't understand. This guy is not spiritual. This dream is not from God. No. Because I didn't see him fasting and praying the way I do. He said, I heard God. He said, who are you? You have another spirit. You, Jesus, the things you are teaching, he said, the word of his, at his word, demons were coming out. And then the people were saying that you are with another spirit. Because to them it's not possible. Because of your purpose and the reason for which God placed you in the earth, the reason for which God brought you to Glow Music, let there be manifestations, wondrous manifestations. Amen. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Look, even in building the temple, God, they asked him to select skilled people. I read a part of scripture. There were some left-handed people. They were in David's army. All of them, the number of people, all of them were left-handed, and they were skilled at a particular thing. Skill without struggle. You can see that this person is just anointed for this. And that's one thing I pray, that when you enter gloom, you see people who are just anointed for certain things. Amen. Anointed. What it will take you a whole year fasting and prayer. They are just anointed for it. And when a minister just begins to sing, then you just realize that whatever burden you came home, from home with, it just starts rolling off. Somebody leads praise and the whole place just changes. It just turns around. People are sharing the word of God and you just sense that, you said, the presence of God was there to heal. People are just getting healed. Deliverances here and there. You don't even touch anybody and the whole place. Because of purpose. And that's why I want you to know who God has made you to be. And one major thing is that we look down upon ourselves. You are anointed, but you are condemning yourself. And you are not the first. There are so many people who look down upon it. Moses, when God was calling him, looked down upon himself. And then he was arguing with God. Gideon, mighty man of valor, arguing with God. And you are also arguing with God here, right now in your mind. You are arguing with God. No, the truth, you see, the truth is that you've actually been arguing with God for years. So when will you just accept it that I'm anointed? Let me just open up my heart and Holy Spirit, just use me. Let you. Oh my. Tell your neighbor, never condemn yourself. Your purpose opens unique doors of favor. Abraham was had favor with Melchizedek, had favor with Abimelech, had favor with Pharaoh. But the same Abraham had to fight five kings. So you see that the purpose that brings you challenge, that same purpose gives you unique favors. Unique favors according to time. Some of you feel that, oh, your mates are driving better cars. Your mates are seeing better things. Master, it's according to time. Your time will come. Just stay faithful with God. Amen?
Amen.
And the favors that you receive, just stay faithful to God and stay committed to your assignment. What you know that God has put on your heart to do, stay on it. And then it's just a matter of time. You will be there and they'll come and call you. Oh, we heard of you. Please come. I had a dream one time that Bishop Dark said that they should come and call me. When I woke up, I started questioning God. God, me this, your thing there. One time I had a dream. I was lying on a bench and Dr. Otabo was sitting in the same office and I was lying on the bed and we were chatting. When I got up, I was upset first. Because things looked so bleak. I mean, things were so bad for me. Bad to the extent that, and sometimes when you are in a certain situation, you just feel that with the chest that you are somewhere crying. I mean, one day a pastor colleague called me and then I shared a certain dream I had with him. And then he looked at me, the dream, I think it had to do with Archbishop or something like that. So he looked at me and then he said that, do you know who you are? And I said, my friend, I don't like this thing. And he told me that if I had that dream, I wouldn't be here. Hey, I thought about that statement. My head started aching. When he said it, I thought about it. And now from that day to every time I'm passing, then he'll be looking at me and he'll be nodding his head. He said, this guy. I asked him, he never told me. He said that, he asked me, do you know who you are? And so one time I went for a program somewhere, and another prophet, after the meeting in the office, and then he asked me the same question. And then I decided that, look, man must sit up. Tell me, but sit up. Be sleeping for too long. Sit up. Hallelujah. You are anointed. Believe it. Amen.
Amen.
Believe it. So you shouldn't get sick.
Amen.
You rather should be healing people.
Amen.
Who is sick here? Come. Hey, then the last one. It delivers divine seasons. Divine seasons. Your purpose delivers divine seasons. Divine seasons. Ecclesiastes 3:1. There's to every purpose, there's a time and a season. It delivers divine seasons. Divine seasons. It means that don't compare. To be very foolish on your part. Comparing yourself to another person. This person is driving a car now. I'm not driving a car. And so God, no, I have to stop what I'm doing and go and do something else. No. Glow, no, I have to stop growing and go and open a church so that I can take tithe and offerings.
Hey.
Offering 1, 2, 3.
Hey.
Yes, because glow, the people will send tithe to their pastors. As if the tithe is what can feed you. The blessing of the Lord, that's what maketh rich and addeth no sorrow. It is better to run on purpose because it's just a matter of time. It's just a matter of time. You can be a music minister and you see other ministers and you wonder, hey, me be jaw mana. Yeah, very easily. You get married and then you see someone and their husband decorated and they are doing photo shoot and things. Even the same the date photo shoot where you see it. And then you see your little partner, owner, managing, you are just managing the situation as possible. Taking it a day at a time. KK level. KK level.
Go ahead.
Especially when you have been on pizza level before you drop. Pizza level, she drank. KK and Banku level. With red pepper. Red pepper. Red pepper. Then you want to carry your bags back to your father's house. But that is your time. Go through it. What did I say? Go through it. You say, oh, Pastor, now cry. Rehearsal on a free moon. They sing and cry. I'm tired. I don't want to sing again. Because the difficulties in this. Oh, no. My, I know they see nothing. But everybody has their time of life. Look, the angel told Sarah that according to the time of life, next year by this time, after 90 years, when they know they try to use their strength and their thing backfired, then they realize that it's better we don't even do anything at all than to even try wrong moves. And there are people here like that. And I pray that God won't disappoint you.
Amen.
God won't disappoint you.
Amen.
Tell your neighbor, don't try a wrong move. Wait for God. Wait for God. And sometimes, you know, FNF, family and friends, they'll be pushing you. Boy, you know, say the girl, you know, fine. Don't bring this kind of person to this household. It gives you strong warning.
You
say, go and revise your notes. If he doesn't have a car, don't bring the person here.
Hey.
Hallelujah. God is good. Amen.
Amen.
So never give up on yourself. Never, never, never give up on yourself. David murdered someone. He orchestrated the whole thing. Finished the whole plan. Perfectly. But God still was interested in David. Hallelujah. I mean, who at all? Who at all can you mention? Paul was zealously killing the Christians. And he was excited about it. Putting trophies there. I killed this one. He killed Stephen. When they were killing Stephen, he was there. And he was watching. And he was happy. He felt very fulfilled. That they were killing the Christians. So when he now became a Christian, he had to hide. The same people you are killing now, God has saved you. Oh man, who can't God use? Who can't God use? I mean, just mention them: Rahab the prostitute, international prostitute, elevated prostitute. Her business was on the city wall. I mean, it's like the top. Yeah, it's not the Zogo people are down there. High rank. Yeah, online booking. But God used her. God used her to save Israel. What can and who can't God use? Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, just align with God. Align with God. Align with God. Align with God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Peter, master denier. Or is it master betrayer?
Yeah.
He did it one, betrayed Jesus. Two, and then three.
Go.
Oh, no.
Do you see it? But God still... It was the same person that God wanted. Hallelujah. Because there's a reason for which he made you. There's a reason for which he made each and every one of them. And that is what I'm talking about. And that's why this year you will see every month gloriously.
Amen.
And you will get better and better and better.
Amen.
It's because of purpose. That's why it says that even when the just fall seven times, you shall arise again. Because there's a task at hand. There's something that must be done. And God doesn't want anybody else but you. So stop choosing people for God and putting yourself aside. Stop making suggestions, suggesting to God, what about that person? Oh, what about that? Meanwhile, God is pointing at you. You. Close your eyes wherever you are. And just pray one prayer. God, this year, lead me. Lead me by purpose. Give me a revelation of your purpose for my life and lead me by that purpose. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Give me a revelation of your purpose for my life and lead me by it. Your purpose determines my spouse. Your purpose determines who I date. Your purpose for my life determines where I work. Your purpose for my life determines what opportunities I accept and what I turn aside. So give me a revelation of your purpose, your original intent for my life. In the name of Jesus. 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 Rabba Boshibidi Amayandidi 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 Yende de ande For this reason was the Son of God made manifest, that he might destroy the works of the enemy. There is a reason for which I was made, Lord. There is a reason, Lord. Give me a clear revelation of that reason, Lord, and order my steps by it throughout this year. In the name of Jesus. Yanderere aba kabalarare aba rababaya aba jabararare aba. Shut my ears to anything that is outside your original intent for me in the name of Jesus. Shut my eyes to look even to anything that is outside what you purpose for me in the name of Jesus. Let me respond to that which you have purposed for me in the name of Jesus. Let me respond to purpose. Let everything in me respond to purpose. In the name of Jesus. 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 Zebedede abazundede kabalarare aba. Ramamaya zebedede amalare aba. Don't joke with it at all. This is a serious moment. And pray. Pray and ask God. Direct me by purpose. In the name of Jesus. Ramamaya jenderere amazanderere abalarare aba jenderere amalarare aba kabalarare aba izemere amaya ndururure abalarare aba ramamaya ndere aba. Send me where I must go. Let me, Lord, enter doors I must in the name of Jesus. Let me meet those I must in the name of Jesus. Let, Lord, even my purpose be in full leading this year of my life in the name of Jesus. Rebeke berere ama jenderere amalarare aba zanderere amalarare aba. In the year 2020, I walk, Lord, even where you want me to walk. I go where you want me to go. I associate where you want me to associate. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I give you the glory. Rebeke aba jenderere amalarare aba zanderere ama yanderere ama jenderere ama zanderere ama. Yandere, 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 amayande. Yandu, du, 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 du. Namado, nyawoto. Namaye, nyawope. Evade, metna, wongchengu. Namado, nyawoto. Namaye nyabope evade metna wonche namadonya wodo namadonya wodo namaye nyabope evade. Namadonia wudo, namadonia wudo, oh namaye nyawupe irade metna wunchen. Kindly go on your knees wherever you are. We are praying one prayer. Moses at a certain moment in his life thought that, oh, it was done. 40 years of his life, he had run out of Egypt. He was 40 years old and things looked so terrible. A 40-year-old man, he was now starting life all over again. A prince of Egypt. He thought that was the end. He thought, let me just be my Samuel. But when he was 80 years old, God visited him with a burning bush. If there's anything we need from God this year, it's divine visitations. It's divine visitations. Divine visitations. One day I was feeling so down. I thought things were just so terrible. I felt so far from God. When I dreamt, I saw myself standing in front of a big choir. I woke up and I was asking God questions. Why? People must receive divine visitations to remind them of what God has in store for them. In the name of Jesus. Say after me, Lord Jesus, this year, I open up myself for divine visitations from heaven. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray wherever you are. Divine visitations. Divine visitations. Showing you that go here, do this, take this decision, don't do this, do that. Divine visitations. Some of you have finished school. You need to know what you are doing next. Divine visitations. Some of you in your marriages, you want to know what to do. Divine visitations. In your business, the work that you do, you don't know. Are you staying? Are you stopping? Are you leaving? Are you continuing? You don't. Divine visitations in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, to preserve divine purpose. Some of you think you are too late. Your match, it could have been better. It could have been faster. It could have been better. But God knows why. Divine visitations in the name of Jesus. Some don't even know why they are still at Glow Music. Why? You don't even know why. I take car, travel distance, and I come. Divine visitations to assure you of what God has in store. In the name of Jesus. We give you all the glory. Can you stand to your feet as we close? We worship you, our Lord. Oh, you are worthy to be praised, 'cause you are the Alpha and Omega. Oh, we worship you, our Lord. You are worthy to be. You are the first and last. You are the Alpha. You are the Alpha and Omega. We worship you, our Lord. You are worthy to be. Oh, we give you all, we give you all, we give you come and give us announcements, and then we